Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this Monday morning? Here we are again. Here we are in Morning Connection podcast number 78. Wow. Just seems like yesterday we just started our new ritual, our new daily discipline to connect in this manner every single morning. Hey, congratulations. One more day. You're building that trust in yourself. You found a resource in this Morning Connection podcast. You said that you're going to commit to listening to it every single day. You know it's what you need to take you from where you are now to where you really want to be, get you thinking in the right manner. And when you think in the right manner, you're going to take specific and consistent action every single day, inch by inch, to get to that place. And listening to this Morning Connection is something you decided to do. But more importantly, you're actually following through. Here you are again during this Morning Connection podcast. Congratulations. Good for you. Also, you're building trust in other people, like we talk about in this podcast all the time. And something that I myself did not see the value in for so many years. And I didn't see it as any deficiency either, that I didn't know the value of other people, how important it was in any game plan in life, how important other people were in the process. And I don't know what was going on in my head, what events and, you know, how I translated them in my life to not put value on that, and especially not use other people in a manner where I can create value for them. And it's just part of the equation to get from point A to point B. You know, I really just relied on myself to work hard, to be a good person, that people would just notice that and good things would come to me. And, you know, probably that was the most positive way to look at it. Probably if I really were to analyze myself, the negative way to look at it was I didn't have that trust in other people. Maybe trust in myself or the skills to work with other people, to identify their needs, to fill their needs, to create value in their life, and not just try one time and I've got a good heart and I wish things hope to be the worked out to be the best. And if I tried one or two ways and it didn't get them interested enough to help me or they didn't follow through, I thought that one or two ways should have been enough. And so I quit. I stopped. I stopped relying on other people. If I really were to think about it. And I didn't see it as something, whereas, you know, it's just a game. It's a puzzle. It's a challenge. It's a game of checkers, a jigsaw puzzle. You try this way, you try that way. That doesn't work. Okay, that doesn't work. It's no harm, no foul. It's not personal. This is what turns them on. Okay, that's what turns this person on. They don't value this, so I would have to offer that. You know, it's an exciting game. It's a puzzle, other people. People are all wired differently. And to just rely on what I think they should want or what should turn them on or get them excited to want to help me, right? Or I had my one or two strategies, one or two tools in my toolbox. Just say I was really good at using a hammer. I think that a hammer is really good. And I always use that same tool. And hey, it didn't work for every situation. I didn't see it as, you know, I didn't have the skill set. I didn't have the whole array of tools to deal with so many different people. And my hammer wouldn't work. And so they had the problem. If I really were to think about it, you know, I didn't have the skill set. I lost faith and trust in other people. I saw them as the problem. And not that necessarily the problem was mine, but it was a challenge that I need how to get through. I need to become better at. I needed to become better at dealing with people. And maybe if that was instilled in me in a younger age or I had that belief system how important other people were, I would have worked on it, I don't know, since the age of 10, 12, 14 years old. Right? And I would have all this momentum, all these skill sets. I would have been really good at it by now, right? Just like, you know, you working out. You spend 1 or 2 years in the gym. You can't help but getting better because you want it to, because you show up every single day. When it comes to other people, and finding that right combination that works with people, you providing value. Did you show up every single day with that mindset to get better and better at that because it's really important? I didn't. All right, I didn't really understand the value of this until, you know, much later in life. And instead of working on that skill set, I just worked on working harder, becoming better, having more individual skill sets, bringing out my talents to their greatest ability. And all those things are great, but part of the equation is other people, and you got to have that mindset. And so trust in other people is really important. And also understanding that if you surround yourself with other people that aren't trustworthy, you got to do a couple things, right? And by trustworthy, I don't mean they do terribly harmful things to you, that maybe they just let you down, right? Let's just use something, you know, less dramatic in this instance. And they let you down, that number one is it really personal? All these references that you may realize that you have in your mind, or maybe you don't even realize you have them in their mind. That person, quote unquote, letting you down, was it really so dramatic? Was it really so personal? Was it really meant to hurt you? Or is everybody just kind of going through this journey of life and then they were trying to figure out their way to get from point A to point B and maybe what you expected from them or what they promised you? It just wasn't that important to them as they're trying to figure out this game of life, this challenge. As you can see, it is a challenge, right? It's not easy. Maybe that person had a harder time getting from where they were to what they consider happiness and what the arrangement or the relationship or whatever that they developed with you just didn't become important to them anymore. And it was really nothing personal. Are you taking that, you know, really personal? So much so that the next person, the next person, the next person, you're carrying that scar around with you. You know, I'm still really interested. I'm really curious. I posted on my Facebook picture the silhouette of the man sitting on the stool with all these sharp objects, knives, forks, daggers, machetes, meat cleavers, scissors, all on his back. And he's slumped over. And it says, how can you blame me for my trust issues or something like that? And there was just so many likes, so many shares. Like, wow, this is really something that really resonates with at least the thousands of people in my Facebook group. Really surprising. Is that you? You know, come to think of it, you know, how that probably affected me a lot more than I even realized. So number one is it so dramatic, this thing, all these references that you have of these trust issues? Is it really as dramatic as you say? And again, is it personal? Right? So every time you click on this link and that Skip LaCour guy does what he says, just building one more reference of trust in other people, right? Just as much as it builds that trust in you. So those are some of the side benefits, the unintended positive consequences of you listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day. Thank you so much for listening to me, listening to this podcast. So many people out there offering you advice, suggestions, the way to live your life, the websites, the blog posts. You're taking the time to listen to me. Man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Speaking of that, yesterday I started asking for your letters, two sentences, two paragraphs, two pages, if that's what it takes to tell me what you've learned, what mindset you developed, what actions you're taking because of this Morning Connection podcast. And I love the feedback. I love to know this value that I'm creating, me getting up every single morning to provide this for you. I love to hear about your success, your growth. That's number one. And the second thing is I want to post these. So when you send me your letters about how these Morning Connection podcasts have affected you, just know that I'm going to post these too. And the reason why is I want more and more and more and more people to see the value in this podcast, something besides just a nice icon of a sunset and a microphone that they see on their Facebook page or on iTunes or on skiplacour.com or bodybuilding.com, I want them to be enticed, to be drawn in to the value that this podcast can give them, right? And so your words of passion, of sincerity, they can really help me build this audience. And I want to give you prizes, right? Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, along with the Manformation program. It's a $197 program. You could go to skiplacour.com and check that out. skiplacour.com/results. And you can see it's 26 hours of bodybuilding and training video. It's 23 hours of audio course material and workbooks. And then it's 11 more hours of the Manformation leadership courses, a couple ebooks, and some videos. So in addition to that, I do weekly follow-up half-hour podcast to make sure you stay on track. Massive, massive value. Check that out. Even if you don't win it with your letter, you should check out that Results University course on skiplacour.com. So those are some of the prizes that I'm giving out. I got a beautiful one from Miss Jules just yesterday. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Miss Jules. And I'm happy that this podcast provides so much value to you. Another thing, let's make this podcast our podcast, not just my podcast, and something that you listen to passively. I want you to send me your introduction. Get some type of sound file, WAV file, MP3 file. There's one, probably one on your phone, your smartphone right now, on your computer, and email it to me at skip@skiplacour.com. So here we are at podcast number 78. You know the introduction where I come on and say, good morning. And then you'll say, my name is your name. It's a brand new day. And this is our morning connection. All right? So you record that for me, send it to me at skip@skiplacour.com, and I will edit it into the introduction. All right, and you'll win a prize that way too. Got a few of those. Thank you so much. I want to get a whole string of them together before I start producing those. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. You know, that's what makes this podcast work for me, is when you support my businesses, my business of Mass Machine Nutrition. If you're on iTunes and you're hearing this podcast for the first time, you can go to skiplacour.com. You can click the link for Mass Machine Nutrition. Whether you want to build muscle, lose body fat, or just be healthy, I've got something that can really support your working out, your training efforts, and your eating habits with my Mass Machine Nutrition line. So check that out there. And of course, if you're listening to this from bodybuilding.com, just click the link. You're one click away of investing in yourself and supporting my efforts here by investing in Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your continued support. You know, I mentioned it in yesterday's podcast, the podcast, the theme, the subject that I talked about was, when do you know that when you work hard at something, right, that you just keep on working hard, hoping for that breakthrough, and just be persistent and tenacious and be optimistic that your efforts will eventually pay off? And how do you balance that between, hey, this just isn't working to the level that I want. It's not the highest and best use of my time. And it's not like you're quitting. You just want to find the highest and best use of your time. There's a million ways to get from where you are now to where you want to be. And I don't care what that is in life. There's not just one way to get there. There's a million different ways, and they're based on our time, energy, effort, priorities, talents, how aggressively we want to get there, how quickly we want to get there, you know, all our personality traits, likes, our dislikes. And there is a way to get from where you are now to where you want to go, and the most elegant, the most efficient with your energy, efficient with your time, efficient with your efforts, right? And it's that, again, that game, that combination lock, that jigsaw puzzle for you to find out which is the best way to get from where you are now to where you want to go. The best way for you, out of those million ways to get there. And so sometimes just putting your head down and just keep on doing the same thing, even if it feels good, even if it works at some level. It may not work to the level that you want. It may not be the highest and best use of your time. And then again, or do you just keep on doing things and then boom, you know, there's that saying that, you know, that story about the guy who pounded the rock, he pounded the rock hundreds of times. And then in one swing, boom, it just, the big boulder cracked in half. And, you know, the point of the story is, it wasn't that one swing that cracked this giant boulder in half, or was it the hundreds of hits before that where small little cracks, and so there was that final one that it was the culmination of that hard work, right? So I always got to be thinking. And so yesterday, that was the point of yesterday's podcast, and I brought this podcast into question. I said, hey, I love doing this, feels good, get some great emails, and it uses my energy first thing in the morning. It's a commitment that I made to you. So it's every single day, not just 5 days a week, not just a couple days a week, not just once a week, every single day, 7 days a week. It, I said this was going to be a 10 or 15 minute podcast. If you listen to the first ones, it turns out they're at least a half an hour. Then I've got the artwork that goes with it, the production of the actual podcast, and then posting to the internet, and then posting it to the different social media outlets so that people hear about it, right? So, you know, at minimum, it seems like it's taken me about an hour and 10 minutes of prime time. And so I'm doing what I encourage you guys to do all the time, is constantly ask yourself whether things are working a little, a lot, or somewhere in between, or they're not working. They're massive failures, or they're not working up to your expectations, what you want to get out of it. To always ask yourself, is this the highest and best use of my time? So I just go through that process. I'm just raw. I'm transparent. I tell you about my life, my failures of the past, my successes of the past. And so, you know, this is one thing that's under review, just like everything else is. And I got a great letter from Adam about that. And first of all, I just want to say that don't worry about that yet. Don't worry about here on podcasts. Number 78, I mentioned that. Maybe I'll go to 100. And then what you can do after 100 is just go back to 1, and you're a new person. You're a different person who thinks differently, has more momentum than now on day 101 than you were on day 1. So you can listen to that podcast, and then, hell, you can go 3 rounds of the 100, and that's just about, you know, getting close to about a year. And you can continue your ritual and, you know, keep this way of thinking going and still be productive, even though you may have heard, you know, podcast number 1 before. All right. So don't even worry about me discontinuing this podcast until 100. That's number 1. The second thing is that so the way you should look at it is just probably, you know, you've heard this, is the way you should treat, you know, your wife, your girlfriend. I know we have a lot of females who listen. So your husband, your boyfriend, you know, your kids. You know, there's that saying, you got to hug them and look into their eyes and talk to them as if this was the very last time that you would talk to them, right? I mean, wow, just think about that. If you always had that in mind, one, if you got over being scared and hurtful and teary-eyed by thinking about that, right? But just if you took the positive message out of that, that you hugged them like it was the last time you were going to see them, right? You talked to them like it was the last time that you're going to see them. You just would just cherish the moment and be so grateful for that moment that you had. Well, okay, these podcasts are good, though, but they're probably not that good, right? Like your husband, your wife, your kids, or whatever, right? Petting your dog like it's the last time you ever saw them, right? But, you know, just treat these podcasts like, just savor them, you know, this connection, the value that you're getting. Just listen intently, put it into your daily discipline as if it's the last podcast you'll ever hear. And I'll make that decision, you know, as we, you know, go along, if I will indeed stop at podcast number 100. Again, this is just part of my business plan. You know, I'll tell you, so Adam, he suggested that I make this a subscription podcast. And I definitely did not do this as a way for you guys to pay for me to hear me talk, to give you, this is just a way for me to connect. And really, you know, he mentioned like $19.99 for a subscription a month or something like that. There would have to be, really, to make that worth my time, hundreds of people paying that subscription of $19.99 a month for it still to be worth my time, right? So, man, you need a lot of paying subscribers for that to be worth my time, right? And I, you know, would that happen? I don't know. I just really think the best way, the very best way for you to ensure that this continues is to help me make it worth my time. And how do you do that? Well, you know, man, if you take any supplements, right? If you take any supplements, and I don't care if you're just new to training and you just want some protein powder, all right, or you're advanced in your daily disciplines, you work out, you eat right, you take supplements. I mean, and you're getting some benefit out of me getting up in the morning. You know what? I'll tell you, right now, I got up at 3:30 this morning. And the reason why I got up was because I have to get a good 5 hours of work in this morning. And after working all weekend long, if you just see my post on Facebook, you notice that I add more value to my Results University with a podcast, you know, every Sunday there. And again, I do this podcast every single day, so there is a podcast in the morning. I had phone consultations yesterday. You know, and I do more things than work, believe it or not. You know, I've got a family, a new baby, and things like that, right? But this is the time for me to work and get it all done, right? So I got up at 3:30 this morning because, you know, I got to get my work done. But, you know, it's my wife's birthday today, right? And so got a really special day for her plan. I mean, just a great wife, just a great friend, a great mother. And so she doesn't know this yet. So today is going to be her day. She hasn't been really away from baby for more than an hour and a half or so to work out a few times since we've had our little girl. And so today she's going to be gone for hours. So I've got this day set up for her where she's going to go to the gym and then got a 80-minute deep tissue massage and then a facial and a body scrub, right? And then a shopping little spree afterwards. And then tonight we're going to go out to dinner with her family for her birthday. So big, long day planned. So I still got to get the job done. So, you know, so I'm excited about that. But I have to work that stuff in too, in addition to these type of things. So, you know, again, this is podcast number 78, right? So that means, what, 36 hours every single morning to do this for you. The best way to ensure this is going on is to help me make it business sense. And, you know, I don't need a monthly subscription. Again, if you're using any type of supplements, buy from the guy who's helping you out here, right? Who's making you think in a manner to have those good thoughts and those great actions, right? Support the guy, you know, with the highest quality supplements anyway. I mean, that would make sense. That would help out. You know, if you're looking for the information, ready to make that commitment, take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level, hey, go to skiplecore.com. Invest in Results University. I'm telling you, it's the best investment that you can make. That's how I'll just keep on going on and on and on. The other things that you can do is, like when I post this anywhere I post one of these podcasts, you know, like it, share it, do a comment about after you've listened to it, not when you read the title, after you listen to it, say, hey, this point was great because of this. You know, James Canzanilla, he said, awesome, awesome, awesome on one. That type of feedback. I'll tell you, people are influenced. They don't want to be the first one to a party, right? They don't want to be the only one in a restaurant. So a lot of you are listening to this podcast and you're getting a lot out of it. And then, you know, you're clicking over and you're not coming back on social media. But come back and like it, share it, do your comments, and be specific about your comments, what you got out of this particular podcast. I'll tell you, if you were to do that, all right, instead of the $19.99 a month, right, just buy your supplements from me, at least give me a shot. You need some information products, by the way, got my Manformation ebook, 129-page ebook. You can see that on, you know, Facebook. That's something I brought out because some people aren't podcast people. They don't want to listen to 11 hours of audio, but they want the information. So it's a quick shot of some of the best principles from the Manformation course. You know, support my information products. They'll help you. All right. But in addition to that, you liking, you sharing, you commenting, and then we get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people coming to this podcast, listening to this podcast, getting to know me. Hey, if it helps them out, that's awesome. They'll stick around. If I'm not their cup of tea, that's fine too, but you can influence them with your likes, your shares, your comments, your specific comments. So, you know, if we just had 10 people comment and share, you know, I mean, real comments, 10 shares, 10 comments every single day. Trust me, by podcast number 100, this thing would have grown massively. It would. So that's the way that you can help, and that would be far more valuable than paying a subscription. See, once I get in people's ears, once they get to know who I am, the rest should take care of itself. That's the plan, right? So that's how you can help. And I appreciate your help, you know, in advance. All right. And so again, highest, best use of time. I'm using all the skill set, the strategy that I talked to you, how you get from point A to point B. I'm using all. We talked a lot about these real life examples right here in this podcast. So today, you know, the message in addition to that is, like I said, what I'm doing for my wife, creating these special moments. And, you know, I don't know about you. There's something, again, I talk more about my setbacks, right? Seems like I talk about my setbacks most of the time during these podcasts. And, you know, I think you can tell by the things that I accomplish, I'm constantly doing. I must have a certain sense of confidence, so I don't need to tell you about that. I'm sure that's pretty obvious, right? But it's we learn through setbacks. I know I learn from my setbacks. I know I learn, you know, from my pain. And I know that you can relate to those when I can kind of share and you can hear the emotion in my voice of my setbacks. And I'll tell you this, you know that they say if you could live your life all over again or some things that you regret. I mean, I guess I don't look at things that way because, you know, hey, it's all about making tomorrow better than yesterday, right? I mean, I live with that mindset. It's not like it's over, oh gosh, darn, and just regret the past. But I'll tell you, I don't know of too many things I would think that way about. And if I do think that way, I'm actively working on changing those things, right? But there are some things in all my running around and the things that I accomplish, and especially the whole, you know, bodybuilding and training thing and the competition and my focused, intense, dedicated, meticulous contest preparation and all that structure that goes in for with so many years in a row, you know, from my mid-20s all the way into my early 40s, big chunk of life. That's one thing I can definitely say, that I did not spend enough time making those special moments, those special connections. I mean, I got a whole lot of enjoyment from the journey, obviously, but, you know, with those, you know, creating those special moments, not kind of waiting for them or them being a byproduct of other things, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I didn't do enough of, and I need to make more moments doing that. How about you? Do you make those special moments? I mean, do you work on planning and executing those? I mean, it's funny. Planned spontaneity. I kind of made up that term a while ago. It's like, I'm going to because, you know, being structured and everything, it was something I came up with, I don't know, one of my guy friends, something, what I said is that I have to plan to have fun. I have to plan to have spontaneous fun, and I call it plan spontaneity, right? But do you plan those special times? How does that work, you know, for you? Is that something that you should be putting on that list of you're making your man formation, you know, your changes? Or, you know, you think, hey, man, Skip, hey, that's all great, but, man, this is the time for me to kick it in gear. I've had too much fun, all right? I was imbalanced by having too much fun earlier in my life, and this is time to kick back. So, hey, that sounds like a good idea for you, something I should keep in mind. But right now, I'm all about getting this life to the next level, whatever it is for you. Just wonder what your strategy is on that, or is that plan? Do you think you need to work on that plan spontaneity, plan fun? Do you see that as something that should just come about? Or is it just like everything else that you need to put some type of focus on? Your work, your business, your financial goals, your relationships, your body working out? Is having that fun something you have to dedicate and plan and focus about and think about? Like I said, that's definitely an area that I need to work on. So this is going to be what I want to be a great day for my wife. What a great wife. What a great mother. So I got this all planned out. Like I said, I mean, it's very early here in the morning. Like I said, I've been up very early to get all this done, but I've got some cards to make and some pictures that I need to still put together and everything before she wakes up and goes to make this really work. Maybe you'll see this on Facebook today, see some of the things that I got planned. So anyway, just some things to think about. Again, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for supporting me, This Morning Connection podcast, my information products on skiplacour.com, and Mass Machine Nutrition, right? My highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line, sports nutrition line. Thank you so much. Thanks for connecting this morning. I got to get to work on planning my special day here. Hey, wait a second. Before I sign off for today, we've got to do our daily disciplines, right? So what was that thing that you did yesterday that with all your normal standards, whether you consider those high standards, low standards, or somewhere in between, what was that thing that you did yesterday that you can single out, that you can think of, that you pushed yourself past what you would normally do and it impressed you? You built that self-confidence. What was that one thing yesterday? And then what was that cool moment where you said, wow, life is good. This is probably the best moment of my day. This experience, this conversation, whatever, a visual, a feeling, that one cool moment yesterday that you said, wow, life is great. Life is worth living. This is the best moment of the day. What was that for you? And then what's that thing that you want? That thing that you really, really want. If you were to string together 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 3 years of this type of, I'm going to assume that you're in a upbeat, positive, determined state of mind right now. And not only did you have that state of mind, you actually took action. Again, for 3 months, 6 months, a year, three straight years, you were on fire, right? Thinking the thoughts, taking the massive, consistent action, the action that is the highest and best use of your time. And everything, you were just on fire, unbelievable streak of productivity, right? And you made things happen. Everything we talk about in This Morning Connection podcast, you made happen. Right? What would be that thing that you earn, that you want, that experience, that connection, that material thing, whatever it is to you, what would that be? All right? Make sure it's big. Make sure it's huge. Maybe something that will drive you to do everything you can to string together such a great mindset in productivity. What's that thing? Think about it right now. Close your eyes. Think about it. And if this is something that you've already been thinking about, is it more crisp, more clear? Is there more texture, dimension? Are you adding sounds to it, brighter colors? Is it coming in closer? Are you stepping into the picture itself? You know, you're bringing along in this little dream, this picture, you're in it along with those special people in your life, your wife, your husband, your kids, or your future wife, husband, or kids. Are you bringing them into the picture? Close your eyes and think about it right now. That thing that you really, really want, right? We're going to just work on that mental conditioning, that imagery, right? So just it's the first step to make it a reality, right? It's got to become real in your mind so you know how to work backwards to make it happen, right? So now we can sign off from this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.